Hi again, everyone. This is Tim Moroz from the Tim Moroz Show. I hope you are having a great day. And I wanted to come back today and talk a little bit about local SEO, the local SEO secrets to help you rank in your own backyard. And what I mean by that is really helping you dominate your local market. If you offer a product or a service in a community in a certain city, it's really important for you to make sure that your website is easily found by Google and the other search engines. When somebody is searching online, on their phone, on their iPad, on their Droid, whatever that device may be, and you want to make sure that you have all of the I's dotted and T's crossed when it comes to optimization, so that when Google does visit your website, it's very, very clear that you're all about a particular product or service in a specific market. So if you're joining me for the first time, thank you so much. My name is Tim Moroz, and I am a search engine optimization expert. I work with companies and help them get better rankings online. We do it through on-page SEO, off-page SEO, video optimization, Google Places, Google Authorship, podcasts, press releases, you name it. We work with clients and we help them really get their message out there and drive traffic to their website. And my podcast, which is on timmorozshow.com, and hopefully you've found it on iTunes because it's been picked up on iTunes. Hopefully, what you're going to find is I provide a great deal of easy to understand information, things that you can do yourself without hiring a company, things that you can work on in your spare time to help improve your website rankings and help drive relevant traffic to your site. So what I want to teach you today is just some secrets for local SEO. And this is only applicable if you are trying to reach, you know, your own backyard. Yes, some of the things I'm going to tell you or teach you are some of the secrets that we know. You can use them to try to rank for more competitive keywords. But what I really want to focus on today is really going after your local market and kind of exploding your rankings as well as your exposure in your particular area. So first things first, we need to make sure that we have a great title for your website. So, you know, I like to give examples. If you've listened or if you're a subscriber to the timmorozshow.com, you know that I like to give examples of different companies, products, or services. So today we're going to go with real estate agents in Ocean City, Maryland. One of my favorite places on earth where I take the family every year. So if you're a realtor in Ocean City, you need to make sure that your website is talking about realtor in Ocean City because that's what people are searching for. They're not searching for your name. They're searching for a particular keyword phrase like realtor or find a real estate agent in Ocean City or Ocean City real estate agents. So we need to make sure that we have that included in your title tag of your website as well as the content that's on your page. If you haven't listened to the previous podcast on how to optimize your homepage, you want to go back and look at on-page SEO, and simply I just give the guidelines of what you need to do. But when you're going after your local market, make sure that you're including the city name in the title of your website. Make sure you're including the keyword phrase. So again, Ocean City Realtor or Realtor in Ocean City, that should be in your title tag. It should be in your description. It should be in your keywords. And every time you write a keyword, again, a little comma, and then the keyword again, comma, keyword again. I know for those of you, maybe you haven't listened before, I know that Google doesn't care about keywords, but I believe that other search engines like Yahoo and Bing and Ask and some others, where you can generate some traffic, they still look at the keyword tag, so why not? You're there, just fill it out. Put the keywords in there. The content on your homepage, make sure you're using the cities that you're targeting. So again, coming back to my example, you want to make sure you put Ocean City, Maryland in the content. If you're going after local, have a map, a Google-generated map of your location on your homepage. If you live in Ocean City or your office is in Ocean City, it's extremely important to make sure you do this so Google can tie it in and see that your office is located in the area that you're going after. Make sure on your page and also on your contact page, heck, I would put it on every single page of your website down in the footer. Make sure you have the name address and phone number of your company. Make sure it's accurate. You know, if it's Suite 4, don't abbreviate it and put STE 4 or just put number 4. Make sure that it's universal. It's across the board. Name, address, and phone number is accurate throughout your entire website. Make sure that you also have the name, address, and phone number on your Facebook page. Make sure it's on your Twitter page. Make sure it's on your YouTube page. If you don't have Google Plus, you're nuts. Make sure it's on your Google Plus page. Name, address, phone number, universal across the board on all of those different websites. If you're using WordPress, what you want to do is you can put on your contact page, make sure that you highlight, you'll see in the drop-down menu on WordPress, you can actually go in and pick a paragraph or an H1 or an H2 or an H3. You want to use the address tag on your contact page and make sure that, you're telling Google, this is the address of my company. Again, you're looking to dominate or be found in your local market, so it's important to have that information. If we are looking at a place like Ocean City, there's not a whole lot of other cities around it, so we may go after Ocean Pines, we may go after Berlin, we may go after Rehoboth Beach, all locations that are close by. What I would simply do is on each page, or on the bottom of your website, I would have links going to Berlin, I would have links going to Rehoboth Beach, I would have a link to Ocean Pines, and just on that page, again, make sure you have a map, a little trick, a little secret of how you can get some rankings for those locations. Instead of putting your business there, just put a map with a Google generated map and put the post office of that city in the map. You're not saying you reside there. You're not saying you're located there. You're not saying you do business there. All you're doing is showing a map with this center of the city or a post office in the city. Google will recognize that and see that as being an important part of that particular page, and they're going to reward you with higher rankings. We've talked in previous podcasts about making sure that we're using multimedia. What do I mean by that? Video, pictures, infographics. Make sure you're tagging those images with Realtor Ocean City, Maryland. If you have an infographic, you can title it Realtor in Ocean City, Maryland. Each page of your website is unique, and each page of your website should have a specific focus. It should have specific keywords. It should have images that are specifically tagged with an alt tag for that particular location. And by doing this, you're going to be miles ahead of your competitors because most of them don't even include their address on the bottom of the page. 95% of them don't have a map listing on the front of their page. If you want to get really fancy and you really want to blow it up, have a link to your Google Plus account. You can also include and add Google authorship, which is huge, huge right now. You can have a video on there. You can create a video. You may have just listened to a previous podcast about optimizing a video. Well, you can go and create a video with your iPhone. Create it for Ocean City, Maryland Realtor. Get it on there. And then put that video on the page. What you're doing is you're telling Google that everything on this page is about one particular area and one particular product. It's like when you go to Amazon, you're not, you know, when you search for something specific, if you're going to Amazon and you're looking for a new Apple computer, it's not going to show you headphones. It's not going to show you a pair of sneakers. It's going to show you Apple computers. It's very specific. That's all you're doing with your website. Make sure you have a name, address, and phone number on there. Make sure it's universal. Share it. Put it on other sites, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. If you want to get really, really, really detailed, you can go out and find citations. You can find other business directories that you can list to, like Yellow Pages, Kudzu, Yahoo. There's thousands of them out there. Actually, if you go to hitmeseo.com/citations, there's a list of several ones on there that you can go to, and it's simple. You just click on the button and you can go and fill it out. Very, very simple. Again, that's hitmeseo.com/citations. and you'll be well on your way to dominating your local market. And then finally, make sure you're tying the pages together. And what I mean by tying them together is make sure you have some links going from one page to the next. And here's another little secret. Have an outbound link going to the Wikipedia page or another high authority page of the location you're looking to be found in. So again, if I'm in Ocean City and I'm trying to do Ocean City Realtors, in my content on the homepage, which is going to be in the ballpark of 300 words, 400 words, I'm going to make sure that one of the links in there is pointing out to Wikipedia and Ocean City, Maryland. It tells Google that this is a respected site, it's a good site, and we're willing to give an outbound link because we're not just trying to suck all the traffic into our site. We're willing to redirect people to informative websites. So that's a little secret that if you start implementing that, you're going to see great results. So include it in your title tag. Include the location in your title tag. Include what you're targeting in your title tag. Include it in your content. Make sure you have the words Ocean City, Maryland Realtor or Realtor in Ocean City. Have them listed, reading that exact same way, left to right. Make sure that other content on the page is about Ocean City and about realtors, but you want to make sure you have at least the exact match keyword two or three times on the page. Make sure you have your name, address, and phone number on the bottom of the homepage and also on your contact page, and give it 30 to 60 days. You're going to see some great rankings for your particular keywords in your particular market. Thanks again for listening to the Tim Moroz Show. If you haven't, please take just one moment. Click the subscribe button, and every time I come out with new information, you'll have access to it before anyone else. You can get ahead of your competition, you can get your website ranked quicker, and you're going to learn the secrets that SEO companies like me use to get great rankings and help businesses explode growth through the power of the internet. Thanks again for visiting, thanks again for listening, and I look forward to educating you and giving you some secrets in the very new future. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast again. My name is Tim Moroz. You can find me on LinkedIn at Tim Moroz, at LinkedIn, Maroze. You can also check out my company website, hitmeseo.com, or visit the website, timmorozshow.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to sharing some secrets with you in the very near future.